Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Presents Cary Grant as the star of The Ghost Goes West in your Colgate Halo Theater of Romance from Hollywood.
Tonight, Colgate Halo brings you one of the most popular stars of the screen in one of the most amusing stories of the screen. Your theater romance curtain rises on the romantic comedy, The Ghost Goes West. And the star is our great favorite, Cary Grant.
I'm a ghost. No, don't get excited. I don't wear a seat, and I don't say boo to old ladies. And I ne'er rattle a chain in all my days and nights. And I don't like to haunt houses. What do I like to do? Oh, it's all very simple. I like to kiss the bonny lasses. Folks with a bad sense call me the Glowry Ghost. But my real name was Murdoch Glowry. Now, the reason I'm a ghost is that I made a wee mistake.
What do you mean a wee mistake, you scum?
Oh, that was my father. He's way up in heaven. I'm in limbo. That's halfway between heaven and earth. You see, it's because of that wee mistake I made. The hated enemy in my family was the clan of McGlagan. I was the last of the clan of Glowry. There was a fight, and I lost.
Tell them why you lost.
I didn't have my sword with me.
Tell them why you lost.
I was busy kissing a bonny lass. As punishment, I'm in limbo, never to be welcomed back by my ancestors into heaven, doomed to haunt the dark halls of Glowry Castle until...
Tell them.
Until I find him a McGlagan, twist his nose, make him kneel before me.
And make him admit that one Glowry can thrash 50 McGlagans.
Aye, Father.
Go find him, you point.
But, Father, I've been searching for 250 years.
Go back to Glowry Castle and find him, you snip-drawn skillum. And stay away from the bonny lasses.
Aye, Father.
You're not serious, Dad. You're really not serious. Not a Scotch castle.
Picture my competitors, especially a certain Mr. Biglow, when I come back home with a genuine antique castle, no less.
But it's so old.
Certainly. It's got a family tradition.
Oh, something we haven't got, huh?
All right. I'm a self-made man. Why shouldn't I have a self-made family castle, a real one? Why shouldn't I... Uh-oh. Here comes the owner. What was his name? I can't remember.
Donald. I mean Donald Glowry.
Yes, yes. Hello there, Mr. Glowry. Here we are, back again.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Porgy? Miss Porgy. I was hoping you'd come back.
And here we are, already with an offer. Mr. Glowry, I'm willing to buy this castle of yours, lock, stock, and portcullis. Oh,
buy it?
Certainly. Well, you said it was for sale last week, didn't he, Peggy?
Yes, you did, Mr. Glowry.
But I have to think it over a little longer.
Why? You're broke.
Dad.
Well, it's true. Well, come on, speak up. 25,000 cash for Glowry Castle. Take it or leave it.
Well, you're right. I am deeply in debt. I have no choice but to take it.
Great, great. Now, one thing. Is this castle by any chance haunted?
Haunted?
Father means, do you have a family ghost?
Yes, yes. Mrs. Porgy, as she's back in New York, she'd never consent to a haunted castle. Well, how about it, young man? Any ghosts or any such tommy-rot?
I'm not sure. I mean, well, why don't you and your daughter stay overnight and see for yourselves?
Is it midnight?
Yes, I think it is.
Well, I ought to be going in.
Oh, no, please. I mean, won't you stay out here and talk to me just a little while longer?
Why?
Well, you're so very interesting.
Thank you, Mr. Glowry. This hallway is drafty and I am tired, so good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, Miss Porgy.
Yes, Mr. Glowry.
Well, I just want to say that I hope you sleep well.
Thank you. Good night. I didn't know there were such shy men left in the world, Mr. Glowry. Yes? Is that you, Mr. Glowry? All right, all right. Yes, Mr. Glowry, what... Donald! Donald, you're in kilts. How in the world did you change over so fast?
I am not Donald. I'm a goose.
What did you say?
I'm the famous ghost of Glowry Castle. Now, Lass, you're supposed to be frightened. Lass, what are you laughing about?
Donald, and you Scotchmen aren't supposed to have any sense of humor.
Why do you keep calling me Donald? The live descendants, Donald. I am Murdoch.
You are crazy.
Only about one thing.
And what's that?
It's a bonny little lassie with a wee bit of a button for her nose.
Well, now. Well, and I thought you were shy.
Shy? What does that mean?
Asking riddles, Mr. Glowry?
Aye, well, that's a thought now. I have a riddle. You must answer before I spell out the word Killy Cranky.
And if I don't?
You pay a forfeit.
Oh.
Here we go. Now, what is the difference between a thistle in the heather and a kiss in the dark? K-I-L-L-I-E.
I give up.
You do?
Yes. What's the forfeit?
A kiss.
Oh. What's the answer to the riddle?
Lassie, the forfeit always comes first.
Does it?
Aye. Oh, Lass.
Murdoch! Murdoch Glowry!
Oh, Lass, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Murdoch, my son, find the McGlugan on your way.
Donald? Donald, what's the matter? Donald, where are you going? Donald? He ran away.
Good morning, Miss Porgy.
Well, how do you do, Donald? May I call you Donald?
Yes, of course, Miss Porgy.
You are crazy.
Crazy?
And you look wonderful in kilts.
Kilts? When was I in kilts?
Last night.
Was he? I mean, you mean after you went to bed?
Donald Glowry, do you mean to stand there and tell me you don't remember about last night?
Oh, I remember everything. What happened?
Why did you run away? Didn't you want the forfeit?
Forfeit? Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. May I, that is to say, may I have it now?
You are strange. I've never met anyone like you before.
Well, I've never met anyone like you either. I think I like Americans.
Do you? Then you won't mind going with us.
With you?
Oh, yes, of course. You understood, didn't you, that Father was taking this castle back to America?
What?
He's going to take it all down, stone by stone, and put it up again in America.
But that's impossible.
You don't know Father.
Well, I won't permit it.
$25,000, Donald.
It's desecration.
I'll be living in it. Is that desecration, Donald?
But I don't want to go to America.
Even if I ask you to?
Oh. Well,
Even if I give you some more forfeits, Donald? A kid?
I Look, is it true it never rains in California? Hey there, this is Murdoch. What is this strange place? Where am I?
Murdoch, my son, you are on board ship on your way to America.
But I don't want to go to America. I don't want to become a confounded colonist.
You must go, my son. You must go with the old Glowry Castle which you dishonored. You must walk the castle halls, my son. In America.
Oh, Feyther.
Donald, come sit by me. The deck steward moved our chairs. Now, Donald, in kilts again? With this wind, you'll have a cold by the time we dock tomorrow.
Oh, lass. I think you're the one I've seen before.
What? What did you say, Donald?
Would you like to play a game?
Donald, are you seasick or something?
It's called a riddle. You must answer before I spell the word killycranky.
Donald, not now.
Oh, very well. Miss, you over there with the red hair.
Donald.
Were you talking to me?
This one doesn't want to play.
Why, Donald, what are you...
So I'll play the game with you.
Well, a Scotch wolf. No, thank you.
Woman, come back here.
Well, Mr. Glowry, I see I've misjudged you.
Oh, you want to play now? All right. What's the difference between a thistle in the heather and a kiss in the dark?
Donald, stop that. Haven't you any feelings in you?
I'm not Donald. And of course I've nothing in me. I'm a ghost.
Oh, Donald, please. It's not funny anymore.
I beg your pardon. I'm the ship's photographer. Do you mind if I take a picture of you both? The man! He's disappeared! He's disappeared into thin air! A ghost! There's a ghost on this ship!
A ghost! I tell you, I saw him myself.
He was in the ballroom! On the boat deck!
On the captain's table!
What's the matter, sweetheart? Why so quiet?
Oh, nothing. Really, George, nothing's the matter.
Yes, there is. Even while we were dancing, something seemed to bother you.
Don't be silly, dear. We're engaged. That proves I love you, doesn't it?
Not even when a girl is engaged can she bring herself to tell a man he has a little breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. He ought to start using Colgate tooth powder, but quick. You know anyone can be the victim of unpleasing breath? It's happened to thousands without their knowing. Marks them down socially. Hampers their success. Don't let it happen to you. Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder, in 7 cases out of 10, instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. And when it comes to cleansing, money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better or quicker than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
And now Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo bring you the second act of The Ghost Goes West, starring Cary Grant.
It all back, every cursed stone, and you can go back with him.
But I can't go back. There's Peggy.
You heard me. Back you go right away.
Mr. Porgy, isn't it true that the Biglow chains are going to buy the castle?
Biglow? What's that about Biglow?
Well, Biglow just told us that he made a deal with his Scott. And it looks to me like he's cutting you out.
Cutting me out? Nothing. Put this in your printing press. The Glory Ghost is going to work for the Georgie Porgy Groceries exclusive.
The Congress of the United States of America has the duty to call the attention of every American citizen to this outrage. To import a ghost into our progressive country, shall we allow a spirit to pervade the free air of these United States?
Feyther, it's Murdoch. You hear me?
Aye, Lord.
Feyther, I didn't like it here in the colonies. They put up the castle again. They say I'm good publicity.
Publicity? What's that?
I don't know. But they put up big signs all over the castle saying that the Glowry Ghost prefers to deal with the Georgie Porgy's groceries. What'll I do, Father?
Revenge, son, I swear it.
Be patient and you shall have your revenge.
Now then, Donald, are you sure you have it right?
Well, Mr. Porgy, I...
Now just listen closely. Listen closely. At the stroke of 12, you come out from behind those drapes and say something like this. Georgie Porgy and guests, I, the Glory Ghost, greet you most gratefully.
Georgie Porgy and guests, I, the Glory... Oh, Mr. Porgy, I don't like this at all.
Please, Donald, if not for my sake, do it for Peggy. Do you want her father to be the laughing stock of all America? Why, that scoundrel of a competitor, Joe Biglow's got a whispering campaign going around that there isn't and never was a Glory Ghost. Bad publicity like that can ruin the Georgie Porgy groceries.
Yes, but I don't see how I...
It's very simple. Everyone, including Peggy, thinks you've left town. All right. Tonight at that dinner, with all those reporters and Biglow there, if you appear in your skirts...
Kilts.
That's what I said, kilts. And say a few words and then disappear, why, that does it.
Please, Donald, please. This isn't just me, Peggy's father, talking. It's the Georgie Porgy groceries.
Ten, 11, 12. Well, I promise I might as well go down and do my ghosting. Oh, Murdoch, Glory, wherever you are, for this masquerading I'm about to do, forgive me. Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't see anyone.
Donald, what are you doing? Well, you left. You... Oh, you can't be. You're the other, Murdoch.
Uh-huh. Aren't you afraid of me?
Why should I be? We've met before, remember?
Yes, Peggy, I remember.
That's the very first time you called me by my name. You sounded almost like Donald.
Would you rather Donald was here?
He's gone. He won't be back.
I think you're wrong, Peggy.
Why do you say that?
Because I know him. He's one of those stupid men who loves a girl and doesn't know how to tell her.
If he loved me, he wouldn't have gone away without talking to me.
Well, if he were here, what would you say to him?
I'd say to him that I love him.
Oh, he'll be back, Peggy. I promise it.
When? When, Murdoch? When?
Later, just a little bit later. Goodbye. I've got an important engagement below.
Fraud. That's what it is, a fraud.
Don't be fool. You shut up.
And you put up. Where's the Georgie Porgy Glory Ghost? Answer me that.
Well, he must have got lost somewhere.
Why don't you try whistling for him?
No, wait. The ghost will be here. He just... Look, there he comes now.
Huh? Is it a ghost?
It's Donald Glory.
Donald, I thought... But you promised...
Sorry, Mr. Porgy, but I think the can of Glory has had just about enough. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen to me. As the ghost's only living descendant, I think I might as well inform you that the farce is over. There won't be any phantom tonight.
I knew it. I knew it. Georgie Porgy, you might as well take off that Glory tartan costume you're wearing. By the time these reporters get through with you, you'll wish you had never even seen Scotland.
Mr. Biglow, wait.
Well. What is it, young man?
That tartan you're wearing.
Well, I've a right to it. I'm a real Scotchman. In fact, I belong to a better clan than you do.
Yes, but Biglow, there's no clan called Biglow.
Who said there was? This tartan belongs to the clan of my mother's ancestors, of which I am the last representative. It's the tartan of the distinguished clan of McLagan.
Did you say McLagan?
Yes, McLagan. And what of it?
What of it?
Murdoch!
And Sister Murdoch! Did you hear the man? He's from the clan McLagan.
Well, what do you mean? What is this? What about this?
Murdoch, you've come.
Let go of me. Let go of me. No.
Here, Murdoch, I got him for you. Here he is.
thank you, relative. No, no, no. Down on your knees, no. McLagan.
No. Don't hurt me. Don't. No. Ow, my nose. Stop twisting my nose.
I will. When you say the one glory, can thrash 50 McLagan.
Anything you say, sir.
Say it. One, repeat after me. One glory.
One glory.
Can thrash 50 McLagan.
Can thrash 50 McLagan.
Now, touch your nose to the floor. Taylor! Look! He's doing it! Taylor! Look!
I see it, my son. Come to heaven. All is forgiven.
Oh, Donald. I saw it all. Did it really happen?
Yes.
Now I understand. It was you I met on the stairs a little while ago. You who said you loved me, but didn't know how to say it.
Yes, well, I know how to say it now.
You don't have to. Just tell me the answer to that riddle he asked. What is the difference between a thistle in the heather and a kiss in the dark?
Well, I don't know. I really don't. Oh, why are you laughing?
Then you lose. So, please, give me the forfeit. Oh, Donald. Riddle me another riddle, quick.
Star of tonight's presentation of The Ghost Goes West. We'll return to our microphone in just a moment.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster come sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Thank Cary Grant for his fine performance in The Ghost Goes West. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in Alfred Hitchcock's RKO thriller, Notorious. It was swell to have you on our theater of romance tonight, Cary.
Thank you. I was glad to be here. Next week, your theater of romance should provide a lot of interest for your regular listeners. Wayne Morris makes his first appearance in Hollywood after a brilliant career in the Naval Air Force, with 7 Jap Zeros officially to his credit. And with him will be Claire Trevor. They will co-star in one of the Warner Brothers' most exciting stories, Kid Galahad. Until then, good night and good listening.
Bulletin for the Future. Next week, Charles Vanda's production of Theater of Romance for Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo stars Wayne Morris and Claire Trevor in Kid Galahad. This will be followed by one of the most poignant stories ever told, Cradle Song, starring one of Hollywood's most charming stars, Shirley Temple. These presentations of Theater of Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo. This is your host, Frank Graham, saying goodnight and wishing you love, happiness, and romance. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.